everyone to the Shire Bearing Ordinary Council meeting at 4 p.m. Tuesday, 25th November 2025. I'd like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today and pay my respects to those past human and community. I'd like to welcome those in attendance and declare the meeting open at 4 p.m. This meeting is being recorded on a digital audio device to assist with intake and purposes. The public is reminded that copying or distribution of this part of the recording is permitted. The Shire reserves the right in relation to its copyright. Record of attendance, apologies and leave of absence. Today we have myself, Councillor Manning, Councillor Billing, Councillor Dolan, Councillor Maidenman, and Councillor O'Neill. And staff, Mr. Watts, Ms. Bowen, Ms. Brinley Mullen. And apologies, we have apologies from Councillor Cook and Councillor Vanden. We don't have any approved leave of absence or neither members of the public. Public question time, we don't have any members of the public and we don't have any questions. I've got no disclosure of interest. Does anyone have any that they'd like to make? Would anyone like to apply for a leave of absence for any upcoming meetings? There are no petitions and presentations, and I'm moving on to item 7, which is confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. So this is just for the last ordinary council meeting. Can I please have a move of the resolution on the screen?
I move that the ordinary council meeting held on the 20th of October 2025 be confirmed as true and accurate report.
Can I have a second, please? Councillor Bowen. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Bowen? Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I put the motion to the vote by show of hands. All those in favour? 5-0. Item 8. There are new announcements by the person presiding. Item 9, matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. We do have 3 items. 20.1, which is RFT 02-2025-26, Regional Community and Leisure Centre, MRCLC, resurface of 2 Eagle Courts. 20.2, RFQ 03-2025-26, Enterprise Resource Planning Software Upgrade, and 20.3, RFQ 01-2025-26, Management of Merit for Retirement Village. Item 10, receipt of the minutes of the meeting. Of meetings, could I please have a minute for anyone? Thank you, Councillor
Bowen. The Council received the minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held Tuesday, 25th of November 2025.
Can I please have a second for that? Councillor O'Neill. Would you like to speak to the motion? Councillor O'Neill, does anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? 5-0. Item 11, recommendations from committee meetings for consideration. Could I please get on the move for the recommendations?
Councillor Neal, can move that Council endorse recommendations of the Audit Risk Improvement Committee as follows. 1, that Council note annual audit completion report, attachment 7.1A, and management response 2024-25, attachment 7.1B. And that Council endorse the audit opinion package once received from the Office of the Auditor General, providing that there are no significant changes from the information provided in the annual audit completion report. And 3, that Council notes that the risk and regulation action plan as tabled to the audit and audit risk improvement.
Thanks, Councillor O'Neill. Can I please get a second? Thanks, Councillor Bowen. Would you like to step to that motion? Councillor Bowen. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to a vote. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. 12, Office Report Development Services is nil. 13, Offices Report Infrastructure Services is also nil. Item 14.1, Offices Reports Corporate Services, 14.1, the Statement of Financial Activity for October 2025. Please have a mover for the resolution on screen. Councillor Billing.
I move that Council receive the statements of financial activity and investment report for the period ending 31st October 2025 in accordance with regulation 24 financial management regular.
Anyone up to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to a vote. One show of hands, all those in favour. Item 14.2, list of accounts pay for 2025. Would I please have a move up to the motion screen?
To receive the schedule of accounts paid during October 2025 as listed, covering checks, EFTs, directed debit payments, and wages, as numbered and totaling $1,451,514.19 from the Mirren Shire Municipal Bank account and $0 from the Mirren Shire Trust Bank.
Councillor
Madigan,
please have a seconder. Councillor Gillen, you'd like to speak to anyone might speak against the motion? There being no debate, I put the motion to a vote. By a show of hands, all those in favour. Item 14.3, budget review 1. I'd like to thank Mrs. Bowen for a very agenda item and a lot of work that's gone into this budget review, part 1. Can I please have a move up? Resolution screen, Councillor Dillon.
Move that Council 1 approves the review of the 2025-26 annual budget review from 1 as at 30 September 2025, and 2 authorises the recommended budget amendments as detailed in attachment 14.3A.
Can I have a second now? Councillor Madigan. Councillor Madigan. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to the vote. By a show of hands, all those in favour. Item 15, Officers Reports Community Services, 15.1, Workforce Plan 2025-2030. The officer for the report and the work that's been put into this workforce plan. Could I please have a move up for the resolution on the screen?
I move that Council 1 adopts the Workforce Plan 2025 to 2030 as provided in Attachment 15.1A, and 2 notes that the formatting and styling of the Workforce Plan 2025 to 2030 may be amended to enable publishing on the Shire's website and social media.
Thank you. Madam, would you speak to the motion?
No.
Madam? Being no debate, I'll put the motion to the vote. By a show of hands, all those in favour. Item 16, Officers Reports Administration, 16.1, Policy Reviews, Councillor Training and Professional Development, and CEO and Councillor Attendance at Events. Can I please have a moment of the resolution on the screen?
And that Council notes the review of Policy 1.30, Elected Minister Training and Professional Development Policy. And policy 1.21, CEO elected member attendance at events and adopt this policy with action.
Please have a second motion, Councillor Bond. Speak for the motion, that's for me, Councillor Bond. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to a vote. By a show of hands, for those in favour. Item 19, urgent business approved by the Minister presiding or by decision is nil. And item 20 is matters behind closed doors. So in accordance with section 5.23 of the Local Government Act 1995, Council will go behind closed doors to discuss these matters. Could I please have a move after the resolution on the screen? Thanks, Councillor.
I move that Council move behind closed doors and if there's any orders.
Thank you. Could I have a second one? Councillor Bond. I put the motion to a vote. By a show of hands, all those in favour. I'll now read the resolutions that were passed behind closed doors. For item 20.1, RFT02 2025-26 Meriden Regional Community Leisure Centre, NRCLC, resurface of 2 indoor courts. Councillor O'Neill moved and Councillor Madigan seconded that Council receives the recommendation report included in attachment 2.1, the confidential recommendation for RFT 02-2025-26 Meriden Regional Community Leisure Centre, MRCLC, the service of 2 in the courts, and 2 authorises the Chief Executive Officer to enter into a contract between the Shire of Meriden and the recommended applicant for a sport for RFT 02-2025-26 Meriden Regional Community Leisure Centre, resurface of 2 in the courts, as outlined in attachment 20.1b, and the resolution was carried 5-0. For item 20.2, RFQ 03-2025-26 Enterprise Resource Planning Software Upgrade, that was moved by Councillor Madigan and seconded Councillor Thilling. That Council receives a confidential recommendation report for RFQ 03-2025-26 the upgrade as per attachment 20.2A. 2, approves the recommendations as contained within attachment 20.2A. Recommendation report RFQ 03-2025-26 ERP upgrade, and 3, authorises the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to require the Shire Meriden to come sealed to the contract between the Shire Meriden and the responding for the Meriden Tech for RFQ 03-2025-26 ERP upgrade as outlined in attachment 20.28. And this resolution is carried 5-0. And item 20.3, RFQ 01-2025-26, the management of Meriden Retirement Village, was moved by Councillor Bowen and seconded by Councillor O'Neill. That Council 1 receives the recommendation report as included as attachment 20.3A, confidential recommendation report RFQ 01-2025-26, management of Meriden Retirement Village, and 2, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to enter into a contract between the Shire of Meriden and Meriden CRC for RFT 01-2025-26 management of Meriden Retirement Village as per the rates provided in the submission. That was carried 5-0. 21 closure. There being no further business, I would like to thank those in attendance, and I'll declare the meeting closed at 4:19 p.m.